is the Georgian language speaking and Hector the speaking. We shall joy and privilege to be with you again and being able to bring to you a message from God's precious word. In our last broadcast, we began a consideration of the Good Shepherd, basing our remarks on the words of the Lord Jesus as found in the 10th chapter of John and the 11th verse. I am the Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. How wonderful is this title, the Good Shepherd. As the author has well said, quote, it is a title in which all other titles meet. In the light of which they blend and lose themselves. Priest, prophet, king, savior, and guide are all summed up in this one more than glorious, eternal, saving way. It recalls in one way all the mercies of loving kindness of God to his people of old, when the shepherd of Israel made his own people to go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. End of quotation. In the previous message, we observed that when the Lord Jesus assumed this title before the Jews, he was a virtual claim to deity. He thereby identified himself with the shepherd of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord, or Jehovah, as the word really is my shepherd. We saw that a shepherd was needed because all mankind, like sheep, had gone astray, and like sheep could not find their way back to God. And we finally noted that the greatest work the Good Shepherd ever did was when he laid down his life for the sheep. When he died upon the cross, that sinners might be saved and brought to God. Today we will continue our study, especially dwelling upon a fourth feature, the present work of the Good Shepherd. So he is still working. Three, his redemptive work was completed when upon the cross he cried, it is finished. All that ever could be done to save guilty sinners was there and then accomplished. Nothing more could be done. Nothing more needed to be done. It was for the sinner to rest by faith in that finished work. As J.G. Webster beautifully wrote, "'Tis finished, where my soul can rest, his work can never fail. By him our sacrifice and peace, the other through the veil." But our Lord indicated that he had a present ministry, one that he is now carrying on as if he purposed to speak. First, we stress the fact that he is seeking the lost. In the house of the publican Zacchaeus, he said, "For the Son of Man can to seek and to save that which is lost." For that purpose, he entered this world. Zacchaeus was one of those who sought and found. When the false shepherds of Israel cast the man born blind, cast him out, the one whom the Lord had healed, we read, "And when he, that is Jesus, had found him," the word "found" indicates that the good shepherd had sought him. Contrary to some opinion, sinners do not seek God. The first sinners did not seek God after they had taken of the forbidden fruit. Instead, they fled from God and sought to hide themselves amid the trees of the garden. It was God who sought them. Even in the 14th Psalm, there is none that speaketh after God. That is as true in the 20th century A.D. as it was in the 11th century B.C. when written. Salvation is of the Lord. It starts with him. The Lord Jesus is still seeking sinners, the lost sheep. And he is doing it through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, who brings to the heart and conscience of the unsaved the warning and the indications of God's word which they have read or heard. If any of our listeners are unsaved, the very fact that you are listening now to this gospel program is an evidence that the Good Shepherd is seeking you, all that you may be found of him today. In the second place, there is a purpose in his seeking. The Good Shepherd seeks that he may save that which is lost. Salvation is his work. He is pictured in the 15th chapter of Luke in these words, "And when he had found it, he laid it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, and remember it is with lost sheep still on his shoulders, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found and brought home my sheep that was lost. He saved us now from the penalty of our sins, forgiving all our iniquity, and justifying us freely by his grace, giving us peace with God. He daily saves us from the power and dominion of sin, as revealed to the greatest stamping of his Holy Spirit. He will someday save us from the very presence of sin, when at last the saved are in his blessed presence. In this saving death, we should mention that he gives eternal life to those who are dead in trespasses and in sin. As the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Dear listeners, do you know your sins forgiven? Do you have eternal life? Are you saved? I did not ask if you were a good, respectable person, or if you had been baptized or joined the church, but I asked if you are saved, which is something entirely different from all of these other things. And now in the third place, the good shepherd knows his sheep and is known as them. Here is his own statement, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. The very one who knoweth the number of the stars also knows every one of his sheep by name, and has our name engraven on his hand. Could you imagine a general who knew every private in his army by name? Thank God, the good shepherd knew all about me before he sought and saved me. All my sins, failures, and weaknesses were known to him. Never in all eternity do I need to fear that he may find out something evil about me that he did not already know when he saved me. We must notice that those whom he sought and saved are known by name, he also knew. Again, here is lovely words. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The beloved 23rd Psalm declares, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even as Rebecca, the bride of Abraham's servant secured in the distant lands of Isaac, could not have found her way alone across the wilderness, and so followed the man, in like manner the sheep must follow the good shepherd as he reveals himself through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. In the fifth chapter of Galatians we read, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And again, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The Spirit will always lead in accordance with the Word of God. Therefore, let us study the Holy Scriptures, that we may know the shepherd's leading. He often leads in ways we know not, and in paths we would not have chosen. Each may be the road which goes and thorns abound on every side. Stormy winds and winter blasts may beat upon it. All which we can endure with joy and peace, if we know the good shepherd is before us. He knows every step of the way a practice path. He was tried, tempted, tested in all points like as we are in the past, so he knows how to sympathize and how to suffer his sheep. Hear the word of Fanny Crosby. In this changing world below, lead me gently, gently as I go. Trust in thee, I cannot stray. I can never, never lose my way. Another wonderful service of the good shepherd is that he feeds his sheep. As he says, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. We all remember the words of the shepherd king, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. How rich are the golden pastures of God's word. There is abundant food for the hungry soul. How many of God's professed people are suffering from malnutrition? because they do not see in the green pastures of God's word daily. Not only does he see these sheep, but the good shepherd also waters them. He leadeth through the signs the still waters, who speak of spiritual reception and the word of God administered by the Holy Spirit. Even as God spoke to Ezekiel, I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the river. So we may expect refreshment from following the good shepherd. How sad it is to see vast multitudes attempting to split their faith at the broken system of the polluted sea of this world's very pleasures. There's one other important work of the good shepherd now being carried on. He shall touch his sheep. But that will be our theme in the next broadcast. And we trust, dear friends, that you will be with us. We close with the lines of the lovely hymn, Jesus is the shepherd, wiping every tear, holding in his bosom, what have we to fear? Only let us follow, whither he doth lead, to the thirsty desert of the blue moon. Jesus is our shepherd, well we know his voice. How his gentlest whisper makes our hearts rejoice. Even when he tireth, tender is his tone. None but he shall guide us, we are his alone. Jesus is our shepherd, for the sheep he bled. Every lamb is sprinkled with the blood he shed. Then on each he setteth his own secret sign. They that have my spirit, these, said he, are mine. We thank you very much for listening to this program and hope you'll be with us next week. This is George and Landis speaking. Please remain tuned for an announcement to follow.